From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Scrapbook Becker County. I'm Glenn Broggett. Today we'll be discussing the importance of the oxcart trails and the early history of the townships of Becker County with our guest, Amy Dagerstrom of the Becker County Historical Society. This is Scrapbook. How significant were the Red River Oxcart Trails in Becker County's history?
Well, the Oxcart Trails really are the start of our history because the earliest fur trading post in Becker County was 1805, so many years before we were formally a county. And those Oxcart Trails really were the pathway to Northern Minnesota, right? They moved people from place to place. They were the only roads in many cases for many years into the history of these counties. So in Lake of the Woods County, for example, and Kitson County, way north in Canada or close to Canada there, those oxcart trails were literally the only way to get there because it took 10 more years for the railroad to get there. And so I think without them, certainly the push west that we all think of as sort of that pioneer trail, the Oregon Trail kind of era, those are part of that Oregon Trail experience. So those are the places or the ways that people got to where we are today and for whatever reason decided it was a great idea to stay, right? And started to clear the land and started to settle the land. And so without those trails, which also were a primary source of things like mail and goods, I think that this part of the country would never have been settled.
Could you tell us about the early Becker County townships?
The townships in Becker County really were set by the state surveyor. Just like every county in the state, the state surveyor in 1858, when the state was founded, came in and they had started surveying them when we were still a territory, beginning in 1848-49. The townships were set up on a grid pattern, at least in this part of the state they were. And so nice square grids, which sounds easy enough and maybe is pretty good if you're in Norman County where it's nice and flat. But in Becker County, they're off a little, right? Because we have all those lakes and all those waterways. We also have some iron ore, and so that threw the compass off now and then. Places like Evergreen Township, which is in eastern Becker County, if you look on the map, it looks nice and straight. But if you actually get an abstract for your property, a lot of those sections are pretty off kilter because of the iron ore that was there. And so those townships included Detroit Township. Detroit Lakes didn't become Detroit Lakes until 1926 because we were getting too much mail for Detroit, Michigan. So the post office changed our name. Yeah, the post office changed our name. So Detroit Township was an early one. Audubon Township was an early one. And actually Oak Lake was the name of the very first settlement in Becker County, and that was in Audubon Township. And that was really a tent city more than anything, but that was where you would get your land information. The land office was there and the railroad stop was there. There was the big fight for the county seat, just like every county. So we had the fight between Detroit and Audubon and Oak Lake and Frazee. So everybody was kind of vying for the option. We had townships that have since become other townships. So, for example, Liberty Township is now Lake Park Township. And a lot of these townships are named after people. So Holmesville Township in Becker County was named after E.G. Holmes. And when they were deciding on the name of their township, Holmes went to their town hall with a keg of beer and persuaded them to name it after him. So some of those townships come from that. And then, of course, White Earth is a huge area. It's a reservation area, but the townships on the White Earth Reservation were some of the earliest because literally the formation of the county was based on where the boundaries for that reservation were drawn.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.